here's a story from The World.
Earlier this year in March, world leaders voted at the UN to end plastic pollution worldwide. Today in Uruguay, negotiations for a global plastics treaty are underway. Delegates have 2 years to hammer out a plan. As always, the devil is in the details. Jane Patton is at the conference in Uruguay, the seaside city of Punta del Este. She's with the Center for International Environmental Law. So the treaty calls for ending plastic pollution, not the elimination of plastic use. What does ending plastic pollution mean exactly?
Well, that's a good question, and one we actually haven't worked out within this process yet. You know, this is the first of 5 rounds of negotiation. We have not actually gotten into definitions yet. As of right now, there's an understanding of plastics pollution to be, you know, the visible plastics and trash that is accumulating in the environment, also microplastics in the air. Our mandate for negotiation here specifically mentions the issues of microplastics in the marine environment. But there is a growing understanding, an expanding understanding of what plastic pollution or pollution from plastics actually is.
This is meant to be a global treaty, Jane, but we know plastic waste culminates in different ways across the globe. And as a short-term solution for many, plastic is affordable and makes sense. So how would a worldwide treaty actually work?
Well, I think that's where key provisions of things like financial mechanisms to be able to fund the implementation of the treaty and also technology transfer and technical assistance come in. You know, we're really pushing to make sure that countries are negotiating those financial mechanisms throughout the negotiation sessions and not just sort of tacking it on at the end as an afterthought. But if we're going to be negotiating any kind of provisions, any kind of systems change, any kind of, you know, effective policy solutions to the scale of this global plastics crisis, we really have to be talking about how it's financed.
Well, let's zoom out a bit and talk more generally, because there seems to be a back and forth of who should ultimately be responsible for less waste, industries that create plastic or consumers that use it. Who should carry that burden? Is it an either or?
I do think it's both, though I think our understanding of the, quote, consumers that use plastics needs a little bit of updating. For instance, you know, plastics producers really are at the root of this crisis. And of course, you can't talk about plastics producers without talking about their feedstocks, without talking about the oil and gas extractors that are actually, you know, generating natural resources out of which we make this material, that being oil and gas. But then, of course, their customers are not actually you and me. Their consumers are consumer goods companies that in many cases are actually using these plastics as packaging or as delivery systems for the things that they're actually selling. And so at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, who is the actual consumer of the plastics producers?
2 years from now, Jane, negotiators are supposed to be putting the finishing touches on this global plastics treaty. Briefly, what's your hope?
My hope is that all of us who are working on this treaty can go back to working on something that's not this, right? That we can solve this problem in a way that is supportive of local communities, that is supportive of workers everywhere who are going to be affected by this problem, that we actually have a world or are planning toward a world that is based on reuse and refill, that is not based on single use, that is not based on make-take waste, but really is built on circularity and reuse, but is also protective of human rights.
Jane Patton with the Center for International Environmental Law. She joined us from Punta del Este in Uruguay, where delegates from around the world are starting to outline a new UN-backed global plastics treaty aimed at reducing plastic use and pollution. Jane, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Marco. I'm glad to be here.
From PRX.